Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and it's Inspirational Truth time once again to greet you as always. The blessed name of Christ, my Savior. If He isn't yours, He can be. If He isn't yours, He wants to be. If He isn't yours, He came to be. Luke 19 and 10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." You can get out of the wrong column into the right column today. If you just simply receive Christ by faith as your Savior, repent of your sins, and all, friend, I'll tell you, there'll be a change that'll come in your heart and into your life. And if you are saved, if you know that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you know your sins are under the blood, oh, I'll tell you, friend, listen, God wants to do something mighty for you. I've got a message that's absolutely just burning on my heart, and I'm glad that it is. I like it when the Word of God does me that way. And I've opened my Bible to the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, chapter 18. I'm going to read just verse 14 and take a text from there. But before I do that, Deb's going to do one of her favorite songs. It's titled, "A Promise." True. Debbie, thank you for that song. Well done. And my, the theme of it, the thought of it, the truth of it is absolutely amazing. God is able, friend. And He's not only able, but I'm glad to tell you He is willing today. Again, I'm glad that you tuned in. Debbie and I are excited to death about being here and sharing with you the work that God has called us to, the message in music, the message from the Word of God. And I pray, oh, I can't tell you how I pray. God was speaking in my heart early this morning. I want you to know that along that, I don't know, about 4 o'clock this morning, my, I began to think about this passage. He just put it on my heart, and I just couldn't hardly wait till the day began. But listen to what He said in the book of Genesis chapter 18, and it is verse 14, and I'm breaking into a conversation that Jesus Himself, in a pre-incarnate appearance to Abraham on the plain of Mamre, began to talk to him and tell him and Sarah that He was going to keep a promise that He made to them years before. And listen, now I'm just going to get part of the verse. I'm just going to get part of the verse, just the beginning of it, and it is a question is anything too hard for the Lord? Boy, I like that. That's going to be the text. It's not only the text verse, but that's going to be the text for this message. It is a question that the Word of God answers, by the way. And I'm going to try to answer it. I'm going to try to answer it, hopefully, in a way that will be a blessing for you and to you. But let me ask you something. Think about it a minute. Is there anything too hard from God? And you know what? I know you'll conclude no. Now look, when God brought this to Abraham, when God sent His Son to talk to Abraham again down in Mamre, on the plain of Mamre, Abraham at this time was about 99 years old. Sarah was about 89 years old. And it had ceased for them as far as man and woman and having a natural and normal ability to bear children. But if you remember Genesis chapter 12, God told Abraham at 75 years of age, He said, listen to me, son. He said, if you'll leave Ur of the Chaldees, if you'll just live by faith, I'll give you a son. I'll make you a blessing to all the world. And boy, I'll tell you what Abraham said. Alright, God, I believe that. Sarah said, alright, Abraham, if you believe, I believe. And out they went, on their way they went, from Ur of the Chaldees to the land of promise. Now watch this. It took God 24 years. Now watch, not for Him to fulfill His promise, not for Him to work up His ability or His nerve. It wasn't anything about God having to get ready, but here's what it was about. It was about God waiting till Abraham and Sarah got to the place that they were ready, friend, for God to do what He had promised that He could do and would do 24 years before. Hey, listen, friend, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know exactly who all this message is going to touch, but I'm going to tell you something. If you let it, God will teach us something great. God will teach us something great. Can you think of anything that God cannot do? Boy, I can't. I can't even somebody foolishly ask a paradoxical question about God. And they said, is God able to make a stone bigger than He is able to lift? Well, listen, no, He's not. Hey, it isn't that He could and would. It's just that He could and would it. Boy, God never does anything that goes against His holiness, His wisdom, His ability, and something that would bring glory and honor to Him. So look, God asked a question here in the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verse 14, and He answers it over in the book of Jeremiah, clearly chapter 32, verse 17. That's Jeremiah 32, 17, where He said, there is nothing too hard for God. Isn't that amazing? Oh, when Jeremiah was talking to the nation of Israel, he's talking really straight to the king called Jedidiah. Oh, I want you to know, God said, there is nothing too hard for me, for thee, God told, Jeremiah told God, that is, sorry about the confusion, and how wonderful that is to know. Now look at what he goes on to say in verse 18 of chapter 32 of the book of Jeremiah. He said, thou shewest loving kindness unto thousands and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. Now here's what I want to get now. He said, the God, the great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is His name. I'm about to have myself a fit right here, right now. Thank God. Is God able? Yes, He is that great God. I'm talking about that mighty God. I'm talking about Lord of lords and King of kings. I'm talking about He who is and was and always shall be. I'm talking about, listen, I'm that great I am that I am. I'm talking about the one true God. I'm talking about the Almighty God. I'm talking about El Shaddai, friend, not El Cheapo. I want you to know that God is able today. According to the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, to do exceeding abundantly above that which we think or ask. I want you to know, friend, that God is able. And now look, when God told Abraham that he and Sarah were going to have a son, Sarah was in the tent and behind the tent door, and she heard the pre-incarnate Christ make that statement, and she laughed. She laughed. She doubted. Now Abraham had laughed. His was a laugh of joy. His was a laugh of excitement and anticipation. Hers was a laugh of doubt. But I'll tell you what God did. God changed Sarah's heart. God got her to a place where she believed, and God listened. Friend gave her a son, and they called his name Isaac, which means laughter. And then she had a real reason and way and means to laugh at the greatness of God, the goodness of God. My, the power of God. Oh, is God able? He said in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37, when Gabriel was talking to Mary, and he told her that she was going to bear a child. It was going to be a holy thing. She was going to call him Jesus. He was going to be the Son of the Highest. He was going to be a son of David. He was going to sit on the throne of his father David and rule a kingdom that would never end. She said, hey, listen, Gabriel, how can these things be, seeing that I know not man? And Gabriel said, listen, that which is impossible with man is possible with God. Isn't that amazing, friend? For with God, nothing, he said, is impossible. Hey, I'm talking about the God that Jesus told the apostles about in Matthew 28 and 18 before he ascended back to the heaven after that he had been risen from the dead. He said, I want you to know that not just some power had been given unto me, but he said all power in heaven and in earth had been given unto Jesus. Thank God. I want you to know that he's an able God, that he's an on-time God, that he's a God that knows me. He's a God that knows you. He's a God that knows all things. In fact, the Word of God teaches us that he is omniscient, meaning that he knows all things. He knows everyone, every individual, and yet in everyone individually. He knows great things and small things, and he knows the small things as well as he knows the great things. He doesn't learn anything tomorrow that he did not know yesterday. I'm here to tell you, he's the God of knowledge. He's the God of power. He's the God of grace. He's the God of mercy, God of goodness. And friend, listen, he can do whatever it is you need in your life done. I don't know where this message finds you, but I can't help but think that it finds some of you that need to be reminded that God is able. I don't know where you're thinking about stepping off next, or where you're thinking about going next, or what you're thinking about doing next. But I'll tell you, friend, I believe with all of my heart, God has sent this message to you through me. I believe that. I say it with no apologies. I preach this with love. I preach it and bless God so that you can be blessed and God can be glorified. But I want you to know this, friend. Hey, regardless of what God's able to do, the question is not whether or not God can do something, but the question is, will you let Him? Will you let Him? The Bible teaches us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, and I want you to get the process of this. I want you to watch the process. He said this in chapter 5 of the book of 1 Peter. He said in the latter part of verse 5, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. He said, therefore, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And He said the reason you ought to do that is this. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Oh, friend, listen, you may be in a place where you feel like, I can't wait another day. I can't stand this another moment. I've done all that I can do. Listen, you may have done all that you can do. Hey, but just let God start doing what He can do. So look, friend, is God able? Let me tell you. Number one, God is able to deliver. You hear me? God was able to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt's bondage and bring them unto Himself. That's what Exodus chapter 19 said. He said, I brought you out that I might bring you unto Myself. Now eventually He put them into the land of promise, that land which flowed through milk and honey. But it wasn't until after He brought them by Sinai. It wasn't until after He led them through the wilderness. wilderness. Now they stayed there. They stayed in that wilderness longer than they needed to. Longer than He intended them to. But because of their unbelief. And oh, I hope you get this. Listen, they were there for 40 years. Isn't that sad? Oh, friend, listen, God's able to deliver you from whatever bondage you're in. Do you hear, sir? Do you hear, ma'am? I don't care what kind of bondage that it is. I don't care what kind of hold the enemy, the world, the flesh has on you. God's able to break the fetters. God's able to release the shackles. God's able to open the gates. God's able to deliver you. Oh, friend, if you'll just let Him and allow Him. Hey, friend, you say, look, I keep failing. I keep backsliding. Well, I want you to know you're not a failure. Bless God, as long as you're trying. But believe what the Word of God says. I want you to believe what I'm saying, because I'm telling you what the Word of God said. God, if He's able, listen to me, hallelujah, if He's able to bring 2 million plus people out of the bondage under Pharaoh, who is a type of Satan, out of Egypt, which is a type of the world, He's able to bring you, sir, you, ma'am, you, son, and daughter, He's able to bring all of you out today. If there's 2 million listening to me today and you've got a problem, the devil has put you in bondage of some addiction, of some something that has overtaken you, something that has you in a stronghold, listen, God is able to bring you out today. He's not only able to deliver, but thank God He's able to furnish a table in the wilderness. And that's what Psalm 78:19 asks, is God able to furnish a table in the wilderness? I want you to know that He is. He did it day after day for 38 years, for 40 years after that God brought him out of the land of Egypt, brought him into the land of Canaan. I want you to know, even though how that generation came out, didn't go in because of their unbelief, God was still faithful to them. God provided. God set a table for them day in and day out in the wilderness, fed them with manna, had a rock, thank God. Have that followed them. And the water gushed out of it. I want you to know He'll satisfy you. I want you to know the water will cleanse you. It'll refresh you. I bless God. It'll invigorate you. And what you got to do, listen, you not only got to know the water is available, but you got to take it in. You got to get in it until it gets in you. And the water, by the way, is a type of the Word of God. God is not only able to furnish the table, God is not only able to deliver you from bondage, but God's able to keep you. I like that. But 1 Peter chapter, or Timothy, chapter, 2 Timothy, excuse me, chapter 1, verse 12, Paul said this, I know who I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep me. He is able to keep what it really says, is that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Peter said, listen, cast in your soul, how does he say it? Well, I can't get it all together. I wish I could, but I can't. But listen, Peter is saying that Jesus is faithful, that God is faithful. And if you commit yourself, if you commit your problem to Him, listen, bless God, He'll keep you through this. He'll keep you until He brings you out to the other side of it. Now, you can't be passive. You can't just sit by and do nothing. You got to do your part. You say, what's your part, preacher? Well, you got to pray. You got to believe. You got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to live by faith and not by feelings. When you get down, you got to trust God to pick you up. When you fail, you got to admit it and just break the habit. Bless God, listen, I'm the mold that you've been falling in time and time again. But look, friend, God's not only able to break the bondage. God's not only able to furnish what you need. God's not only able to keep you. God's not only able, friend, to do that, but according to Joel chapter 2, verse 25, He's able to restore that which the enemy has stolen. Joel's talking about judgments coming upon the nation of Israel because of their sin. And listen, do you know what? There are some times that we're affected negatively, very deeply, very deeply, let me just say it that way again, because of the sin of somebody else. We become a victim. Do you know that? We're wounded in our heart. We're wounded in our spirit. We're wounded in our mind. But God can heal you. Bless God, just like He did have the children of Israel when the locust came. When the caterpillar of came, when the canker worm of came, when the palmer worm came, He said, I'll restore to you the years that they have taken away. Hey, listen to me. No, listen to the Word of God. God's able to renew you according to Isaiah 40, 31. But you gotta wait on Him. You gotta run to Him. Remember Abraham and Sarah 24 years before her womb felt life down on the inside, before that God kept His promise. Listen, the Bible says in Isaiah 40, 31, that God is able to renew you as the eagle renews itself. Oh, He's able to cause you to mount up and fly, to run and not be weary. Said they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'm telling you, friend, God is able. He's not only able to restore and renew, He's able to heal. Thank God. You just ask that woman with an issue in Mark 5, Luke 9, Matthew 8. Hey, you just ask her that had an issue for 12 long years. I don't know how long you've had your issue. But if you'll reach out and touch Jesus by faith, bless God, He'll do something in you. Do you hear me? He's able to heal what man cannot. The doctors couldn't help her. Do you hear me? The physicians couldn't help her. All the money that she spent couldn't help her. But God did. God did. You got to put yourself in a position where you're ready to receive virtue from Him, where you're ready to receive help from Him. You got to go to Him if you want healed. Look, I don't know how deep your hurt goes. I don't know who hurt you. I don't know what it was about. I don't know the abuse, the physical abuse, the spiritual abuse, the sexual abuse. I don't know what it was, but I'll tell you what, listen, hey, it's already taken too much from you. The devil, the Bible said in John 10:10, cometh the enemy, He said, cometh not before to kill, heal, but for to kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. You see, God's not only able to heal, but He's able to take care of your past. Paul said this, forgetting those things which are behind, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul had a past. I've got a past. You've got a past. We've got a past. So I'll tell you what. Here's my philosophy, sir, ma'am. I may have to live with my past, but I refuse by the grace of God to live in my past. Paul was a murderer. Paul was injurious. He played havoc with the church of God. He tried to wipe out Christianity. He held the coats of the men that actually stoned Stephen to death. But bless God, he met a man by the name of Jesus on the road to Damascus one day, and Jesus changed him forever. Paul didn't forget what he used to be. But bless God, he didn't let his past get in the way of his present nor his future. Hey, listen, friend. Listen, if it happened to Paul, if it happened to me, it can happen to you. You see, look, God is able. Is God able? The question isn't, is God able? It isn't whether or not God can. It isn't whether or not whether God will, but rather, will you. You see, God can heal you. God can heal you spiritually. He can heal you emotionally. He can heal you relationally. He can heal you physically. But if He doesn't immediately, like we think, if it's 24 years, if it's 24 months, if it's 24 days, if it's 24 hours or 24 seconds, listen, God will grace you. God will hold you. God will stay with you. God will keep you until. God will keep you until. I've just come to Him today, sir. I come to Him right now, ma'am. Cast yourself on Him. Would you do that? Cast yourself upon Him and listen to what the psalmist said in Psalm 27 and 14. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Would you do that? Oh, God, I know You've given me this message. today for someone that's hearing, someone that's hurting, someone that hope that's hopeless, someone that feels helpless. Oh God, someone that needs to be delivered, someone that needs to see that You've got power. Oh God, the devil makes it dark, but I pray that the light of life will come to someone this day. Bring deliverance, bring healing, bring help, bring restoration, bring renewal. Oh God, let them realize that You're just what the Word of God says, able and willing to do exceeding abundantly above that which we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in You. I'm praising You, God. I'm thanking You. I'm believing today. And I ask, God, that You would do what I'm asking You to do for Your glory, for Your honor. Do it for the sinner, yes, but do it for the saint right now. God, and we'll give You the praise. We'll give You the glory. We'll give You the honor for all the outcome for asking. In that name that's above every name, by the name of Your Son, Jesus, my Savior. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
Counselor and Prince of Peace.